or a goat with one split, or a hog with one split. That's a hoof. But I think a horse has a shoe, or a foot, you know. I'm not very familiar with the names of them.
He has two front hoofs. When you're talking about a hoof, if he has two front
hoofs.
Okay.
Well, I call that a shoe.
All right.
Because when you take him to the blacksmith, you said the horse needs a shoe on.
Now, y'all raise sheep too. You raise them for what?
You eat those, but we don't have sheep.
Okay.
We just got goats. We eat our goats though.
What do they raise sheep for?
For the wool. It makes wool with the sheep. Okay. And they make rugs, clothing.
The male is called a... Oops, somebody's here.
When you cut that off, so you'll catch them?
Yeah, sure.
I gave you all the grandchildren and except her baby. I forgot her new baby's name, Maida. So now you got them all.
Okay. Now, what I was talking about, the male and the female sheep, you call them what? The male was a...
You
know the name?
No, the only thing I know is a lamb.
Okay. Well, you mentioned pigs. Now, what, when they were first born, you call them?
Well, the pigs are babies.
Okay.
But there's a sow and there's a bohog. A bohog is the male and a sow is the female.
And what about the little
ones? The pigs are the babies.
And they get a little size on them, they call them goats?
I don't know.
You know what a gilt was?
No.
Okay. Now a hog, if they wanted to make a grease hog out of them, they would do what to them? They would
alter him, I think.
They would alter him.
They would alter him and put him up in the pen, you know, put him up fattening.
And they called him a what?
I forgot.
Bar hog?
Well, he's already a boho, but when they alter him, I tell you the difference when they alter him. If you kill a boho, the meat is very strong. It's hard to eat it. But if you alter him first and then put him up in fattening, it's just like eating a sow.
It's just
nice.
Tastes real.
Real nice and fresh. Don't have the bad taste. The strong taste.
Sow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same thing with a goat.
What do they have on their back? They have those...
They have hair on their back.
That real stiff kind of stuff they got in their back, they call that, when they get mad, all that raises up, they call it all that what?
I just know they have... Hair, the hair is bristle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stiff hair. And it's bristle like that. But I don't know the name for it. Because I don't know too much about pigs.
Okay.
I'm mostly familiar with cows, goats, horses, chicken, and ducks, turkeys.
Okay. Well, a brush, when you use this to, you say you're going to straighten?
Brush it.
You're going to do what?
Straighten your hair.
You're going to what?
Brush your hair.
Brush your hair. Uh-huh. And it has what in it?
Well, some of it has a wire. It's a wire brush. There's a
has those real stiff
bristles.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're made from. Made it from the hurl, because they call it bristle.
Yeah.
Some of it is nylon, the brushes.
Now the hog, did you ever see those hogs that would, did you have a name for a type hog that would come up wild?
Yes, they do have a name, but I don't know. We call them wild hogs, but they do have a name for them.
And they had those what? What things that would come out of their mouth? You know what they call them?
Yeah, I do.
They were real sharp?
Yeah, I can't remember now, but I know what they call them. Yeah, yeah. It's something like what the elephant has on those two pearl things.
Yes, yeah, pearls.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a hog that would have those?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All those I have didn't see it had that.
All right.